This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Time now to talk with a regular contributor here each week, meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com. And Jim, you want to talk about weather as it relates to the California drought, right?
Oh, yeah, Mike, I tell you. You know, we're heading into summer now, and it's usually a great season in the U.S. However, with summertime comes some unfortunate events like thunderstorms. They become more prevalent. And with severe thunderstorms comes the risk of tornadoes. Summertime also brings heat waves, and we know how life-threatening they can be. Summertime also brings about drought conditions, and they are occurring in some parts of our country right now. In fact, the hot sun and dry conditions, you can see wildfires spring up, and they can be a real threat, especially in those areas where dry conditions have persisted for a prolonged period of time. Let's go back, weather-wise, that is, a few months. The eastern third of the nation locked in a cold and snowy winter. Meanwhile, the western part of the country was warm, dry, and snowless. Why? Well, it had to do with the upper atmosphere. In the east, a deep long-wave trough persisted. The weather in a long-wave trough is usually cold and stormy. In the case of the eastern part of the country, it was stormy, all right, with plenty of snow and ice storms all over the place. On the west coast, the other hand, was it influenced by long-wave ridge. More often than not, a long-wave ridge induces warm and dry weather, and that's exactly what they had. Sounds nice to have warm, dry weather all winter, but not so fast. Warm, dry weather means no snow or rain. Snow is important in the mountains in the western U.S., not only important for skiing and other wintry sports, but also extremely important as a water supply for our friends living in the western part of the U.S. They depend entirely on melting snow to provide for water for their many needs. No snow, no water, and that spells trouble. If it happens over a period of a year, it isn't disaster. If it happens over a period of 2 years, it becomes quite serious. If the pattern persists for 3 years, well, some changes have to be made. Water cannot be consumed as it was in years when the supply was plentiful. California is now into its third year of extreme drought conditions. People will have to get used to not watering their lawns every day. Washing cars will become a no-no. And as time goes on, more and more restrictions will be put not only on the residents of California, but also on businesses and government facilities. Now, what exactly causes a drought such as this, and when will it end? Well, in the beginning of this talk, I mentioned it was caused by the fact that the upper air had a ridge that developed over the western third of the nation, and it remained stationary, preventing any storms from dropping either rain or snow in the west. Great explanation. However, what caused the ridge to remain stationary over the western portion of the nation? That's the million-dollar question. Meteorologists can look ahead a few weeks or even a few months and guess what the weather will be in a certain area. Unless you have a secret formula, and I'm not sure anyone has, forecasting the weather years ahead with 100% accuracy is not possible at this time. So, when will the drought in the west end, and will the winters in the east become milder? Meteorologists can only guess. So what should be done? Well, California's water deficit now stands at more than 11 trillion gallons. That's right, over 11 trillion gallons. Vegetation is drying up, rivers are drying up, water levels in the lakes and reservoirs are falling, water levels in wells are getting lower and lower. Eventually, if this continues, groundwater levels will decrease dramatically. That could let seawater begin to infiltrate the groundwater. Very serious. If the drought continues on and on, groundwater falls and the land above begins to sink. Roads collapse. Houses are damaged. And if the groundwater gets lower and lower, the entire ecosystem can be destroyed. Severe restrictions on water use will have to be imposed if this situation persists. People will be limited to the number of gallons of water they can use each day. Farmers will no longer be able to irrigate their crops. Of course, they lose their income, and food prices go out of sight. If food is even available, that is. One by one, the state agencies in charge of water use are putting more and more severe restrictions on the population of Western cities, especially California. When will the drought end? I have no clue.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This robust power hitter was a 1995 American League MVP. In a career shortened by injury, he posted a .293 batting average with 328 homers and more than 1,000 RBIs.
Moe with the bases loaded. And this ball is hit well down the right field line. It's out of here.
So where is Moe Vaughn now? Moe is currently living in Cleveland, where he's the president of Ohio-based Moe Vaughn Trucking. He's also a managing director of Omni New York, a real estate development company which remodels affordable housing. The company has most of its holdings in New York, but also does business in Massachusetts and Wyoming.
Let me tell you, there's no off-season when you're in business.
Mo Money, Mo Vaughn. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the man.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Think Green. Harrison with you. New issues with an old poison. From 1961 to 1971, the military sprayed Vietnam with Agent Orange to defoliate trees for military objectives. Agent Orange contained huge quantities of dioxin, one of the most dangerous and cancer-causing chemicals known to man. TruthOut's Marjorie Cohn reports that between 2.5 and 4.8 million people were exposed to Agent Orange, and the spraying covered 1.4 billion hectares of land and forest. Chemical analyses now show the U.S. soldiers exposed to Agent Orange suffer rampant cancers and liver damage and heart disease, birth defects, skin and nervous disorders. Agent Orange's creator, Monsanto, who also created NutraSweet, has been quietly paying out $1.52 billion to American soldiers as a settlement. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.